We're here at podtech.net. This is John Furrier with a podcast with Kevin Townsend, founder and managing partner of Science Plus Fiction. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
We're here in our office in Menlo Park. You run a firm that is doing some pretty cutting-edge work. You've got a huge background like in the digital world, but right now you're just doing a lot of creative and programming development, branded entertainment, creative strategies, helping companies and advertisers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the advertising world changed a few years ago dramatically in that advertisers realized that the traditional medias, print, radio, and broadcast commercials, weren't nearly as appropriate for reaching their audiences anymore, especially because their audiences weren't where they thought they were. So advertisers needing to find their customers turned to companies like ours that were more conversant in multi-platforming.
Explain multi-platforming, because a lot of folks don't know you very well. You've done some work with Lucas Films, George Lucas's work over the years, really pioneering the digital media area. Now it's morphing and changing. Talk about that and multi-platforming.
Sure. Well, historically, when you talk about digital media, it was all about how you created image for the longest time, from the photochemical visual effects days to the digital and computer-based, you know, CGI stuff. We did a movie called Jurassic Park when I was at Industrial Light and Magic, and that was one of the watershed events for digital filmmaking. But where the digital technology has really taken off is in distribution platforms now. So not only is it just about seeing a television show or a movie, it's about seeing something online. It's about seeing something in a game. It's about hearing something in a podcast. It's about being able to talk to people across multiple platforms, sometimes simultaneously. And each of those platforms has its own pluses and minuses, and the content needs to be able to reflect that so the consumer gets the best possible experience. The reason why that's important is because advertisers are starting to use those individual platforms to create content as a means of reaching their consumer.
So the digital life of our world now is so digital. I mean, you talked about multi-platforming earlier before we were recording. You talked about consumer touch points.
Sure.
The old ad model was get stuff on TV, but now they got to think differently. Multi-platforming really means that if I have a cell phone, I got to get some digital entertainment there, digital content, a DVD. I mean, it's everywhere. Talk about the impact of that and the clients.
Well, what's happened is technology really has given the power back to the consumer. So consumers now choose where they get their content. If you look at a typical 25-year-old North American resident, they can get content on their television, on their computer, four different ways on their computer, via their cell phone, their PDA, any number of other ways, out of home, in home. And so what's happening is advertisers need to be able to choose the best way to find a consumer, and sometimes that's multiple places simultaneously. So when we talk about multi-platforming, we're talking about giving the consumer the opportunity to choose where they get their message rather than the advertiser forcing them where to get their message. So the old broadcast model, if you look at television, for example, the old broadcast model was you would have an act of a show. Then you would go to the ad break where there would be six commercials that you were forced to watch before you watched the next act of the show. Well, now any of the interactive platforms, and that's everything from anything online, anything DVD-based, anything CD-based, and especially in the television world through the disruptive technologies, on-demand and TiVo, that gives that consumer the ability to fast-forward, pause, and rewind. And as soon as you can fast-forward television, the ad break model becomes obsolete.
Because they're in charge.
Not only are they in charge, but they are...
Users are in charge.
The users are in charge, and they're asserting that power.
How do advertisers now become in charge? Because you and I both have, you know, similar interests at PodTech and at your company. You know, we're building our businesses on this idea of a direct business model. Mm-hmm. So, you know, consumers have choice, but sometimes they want to hear what companies have to say, and they want to interact with known brands. How does a company, an advertiser, a big brand advertiser, how do they get in charge?
Well, I think that it's interesting because advertisers are sort of taking back content. You know, at the advent of television, content was brought to you by advertisers. Texaco brought you your show of shows. You know, it was Lux Home Theater. And what happened was advertisers ceded the content creation to producers and to networks and distribution channels, and they ensconce themselves in the ad break solely. Now they're asserting their power and they're coming back and they're creating content. The good thing about that is the advertisers know consumers as well, if not better, than the networks and the studios. If you talk to a Unilever, if you talk to a Ford, talk to Apple, they know who buys their products better than, you know, better than anybody else out there, because they are constantly looking at who their product is bought by and what their media habits are. So what they're doing, what advertisers are doing to take back control, is they're creating content that they know their audience wants, and they're associating themselves with it. In the old days, they used to call it product placement. You know, a really good example is if you ever saw E.T. Elliot left a trail of Reese's Pieces. You know, in Jurassic Park, we used Ford Explorers. That they drove around in the island, and that was a great deal for it. You see it all over the place. But the smarter version of product placement now is understanding that a product can bring content to a consumer. They can self-publish now. Before, it used to have to go through a studio or a network. But now...
Direct business model of the internet.
Right.
The platform that's of choice here.
The gospel of self-publication.
So self-publication, this is really putting advertisers in charge, because now they can put out their own propaganda, their literature, their knowledge, and if you will, but also they're sponsoring programming, so they can put out comedy bits, if you will, or just sponsor programming, pay for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's going on with advertisers is, like I said, they know their audience well, so they know what their audience likes and dislikes. You know, one of our clients is Red Bull, the energy drink, and they know that their target audience really enjoys the action sports world. So we created programming that revolved around athletes and events within the action sports world that we knew that the Red Bull consumer would really gravitate towards. And then, in order to make it as strategically appropriate as possible, we also created it so it could be distributed across multiple platforms simultaneously. So not only can you get it in one format or on one platform, but you can get it on multiple platforms at the same time. So that gives the choice back to the consumer. Do I want to watch television? Do I want to be online? Do I want to watch a DVD? Whatever choice is, that allows Red Bull to have a more quality contact with their consumer. It allows the consumer to have a better experience via the brand. And then going back to Red Bull again, it allows that brand to open up more of a dialogue with its
consumer. So where this really works is that you get the users who are in charge and you get the advertisers who are now in charge. Users have very low switching costs. So if they're in charge, they could use their fingers and click their mouse button to move somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's a nice dynamic. The advertisers know their target audience and they're motivated to reach them. So is this recognizing the digital savvy user really seems to be the common thread there. Talk about your experiences on that point.
Well, from a creative, and first and foremost, Science and Fiction is a creative agency that works to create entertainment. And that's a great thing for us, because it used to be you had to focus on the ad message and the marketing and get all those sell points in, because you had a captive audience. So you had those redundant commercials.
You had the pitch. You had the message.
Yeah, had to mention the product in the first 5 seconds. Have to repeat it 4 times. Have to have the call to action. It needs to be presented within this framework. Yep. Well, now the bottom line is the consumers vote with their fingers. If they don't like it, if they're not entertained by it, they have so many different options out there that they can go find something else, which forces advertisers and being an agent of that advertiser on a creative side forces us to have to put creative first.
So this is so disruptive that, in essence, what you have that's really changing is you have the consumer behavior changing, the switch I can just leave, and you have the advertiser behavior changing. Mm-hmm. So really the success model is, you know, align with your audience and provide them with really good quality content and they won't switch. So the ad is the recognition, and the users then give back to the advertiser by saying, hey, thank you for allowing me to stay with you.
There's always been a tacit agreement that we provide content for you, and if you like it, you'll stay. And while you can't ever guarantee that, what you can do is just continue to have that open dialogue with your consumer. And brands do that through their messaging and through their other PR and marketing efforts. But predominantly through their messaging, we're able to create content that resonates with a target audience. And that can only benefit a brand.
Do you think that big brands are going to create their own media networks? Bud TV has been talked about. New York Times ran a story that Bud.TV will launch on Super Bowl and that they'll probably put a couple hundred million bucks into building out a network. How does that work?
Every brand is a distribution channel. Every brand, I mean, when you look at the power of, when you look at the power of the internet, when you look at the power of the interactive platforms, even if you choose to access VOD via the MSOs, if we can just throw a couple acronyms at each other, if you look at video on demand
from the cable companies,
then what you've got is the ability to self-publish. So Bud TV can be Bud TV because they don't need NBC to be Bud TV.
Or Comcast or any kind of cable channel.
Any,
the internet's their channel.
Any brand, yeah. Any brand can self-publish.
The internet is unlimited channels.
Right.
There's no limit to how
and
many
so
channels
it doesn't,
can be
it stops being about who's bringing you indirectly the content, NBC, Paramount Pictures, Warner Music. And it starts being about who understands their brand better, Ford, Unilever, Red Bull.
We're here with Kevin Townsend, you know, obviously a guru in the new ad models. He's been in the business with George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic, which is the parent company of Lucas Digital. You're heading up the your firm Science and Fiction. Final thought on how this whole world is going to play out over the next 5 years. What's your view of the future 5 years out? Shoot the arrow forward. What's going to be different?
Advertisers become the new 800-pound gorilla in the programming world. They've always asserted their power indirectly through where they put their ad money in as far as media buys. Now they assert it as content creators. So you'll see McDonald's, you'll see Ford, you'll see Red Bull, you'll see any number and all of the large advertisers in the world creating their own content and distributing them either themselves or via, you know, distribution cartels that will allow them to reach and hold large groups of consumers via programming as a means of marketing.
Kevin Townsend saying users are in control, advertisers are in control, distribution cartels, I love that word. Who will they be? It's the internet right now, mm-hmm. and great stuff. So thanks so much for the podcast.
My pleasure.